I am Winona.
I am Ishmael.
I'm Linda.
I'm Gavin.
And I'm Mika.
I'm Martin.
I'm Joran.
I am Pring.
And I am Fox.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Tiana.
And this is Banana Hot Talk.Live news, live information. This is BNN Newsline.
Hello, welcome to today's Newsline. I'm Mika.
I'm Gabriella.
Hey, Gabby, have you heard of the news about a university student in Yangzhou?
Nope. What's interesting?
A 19-year-old Xiao Lian lost her wallet, and the man who offered to send it back is a freak.
How so?
She went out to buy some bread and lost her wallet on the road. And when she was back to where she worked, she got an application on WeChat. A man claimed to have picked up her wallet and offered to send to her working place. The girl was first touched by his kindness.
Then, did he steal some of her secret information from the wallet?
Well, it's more than that. The guy asks, Hi, sweetie, do I have some payback? You know, it's really late now and I'm on the way to your place. Xiao Lian thought it's quite reasonable. However, she was totally shocked by the man's following words. He said, I don't want to drink wine. I want to make love. How about you sleeping with me or just give me 500 yen and I'll call a prostitute myself?
No way. Can't believe it.That. Hey, all the men out there, listen up. That's why God created lesbians, because you guys are so disgusting.
But later in the local police station, the man explained that it was just his badger game. He just wants some money.
I'd better watch my belongings all the time in case I met someone like this. Well, it seems that when it comes to a sexual relationship between strangers, money is something we can't get rid of.That reminds me the story you shared with me yesterday. A prostitute became a man's daughter's godmother finally.
Yeah, that one is truly touching. And weird, I guess.
For those who didn't catch up, a man on Zhihu claimed that he had been with the same prostitute for so many years and at last he had feelings for her and eventually they became best friends. When the man became a father, he even asked the prostitute to be the godmother of the child.
I mean, on one hand, the woman even gathered all the money and returned to the man on his wedding day. It's kind of sweet and nice. But on the other hand, what the hell was the man thinking? I mean, asking a woman that not only he had sex before, but also still got feelings for her to be his child's godmother? I feel sorry for his wife.
Exactly. Well, that's today's Newsline. I'm Gabriella.
And I'm Mika. See you next week.
Hi, audience. This is Banana Mini Theater.
Hi, beauty.
Oh, hi.
Do I owe the pleasure to know what people call such a fabulous lady?
Just call me Joran. Office.
What a long, long night. Why such a beautiful creature like you wandering on the streets so lonely?
Well...I'm just walking around to check.
Oh, stop it, my girl. Will ya? I know what you're checking. You're just finding the right one to comfort you in such a dark and lonely night.
Well, that's not totally wrong, but...
Stop. Listen to me. Look, straight into my eyes. What do you see?
Eyeballs?
No! It's the fire!The flaming light in my heart is burning. Somebody's gonna save me from it. And that girl is you, Joanna?
Joanne.
Never mind. Oh, it's you. You are the chosen one. Just save me.
I don't know whether there's something wrong with your head, but I'm really, really in a hurry. And I'll go and find you a doctor for you.
Well, okay. Just answer me another question.
Okay.
Where have you been all these years? I've been looking for you.
Wherever I've gone all these years, I'll be with you tonight. I don't know, you are in such a rush.
Well, come on, babe. I'm professional.
Wait, what? You mean you are a prostitute?
Let's not call that a prostitute. Call me Billy, your one-night boyfriend. Now, what position do you prefer? Dog style or missionary? Oh, by the way, I charge $500 a night.
Oh, I knew it! Freeze, put your hands up!
Wait, is this some kind of officer and criminal play? All right. Oh no, Officer John, I'm so innocent!
Told you my name's Joanne, and I'm the real officer. Oh, how can I be that stupid to believe a total stranger could be my Mr. Right?
What? You ugly old whore! You deserve to be single forever! I curse you!
Hello, my dearest audience. Welcome to today's Banana Hot Talk. I'm your anchor, Winona.
I'm your anchor, Martin. And today we have our dearest guest, Gavin,
Fox,
Frank,
Linda,
Gabriella,
Rachel,
Linda.
And besides these bitches, we have an old bitch.
Okay, now you're out.
I know, I'm also... Get out of this room, Marty.
This come from nowhere.
Hello everyone, I'm Dormy.
Woohoo! Welcome,
Dormy! This is the second old guy to attend our Banana Hot Talk, and this week.
It's our pleasure.
It's really our pleasure. And our old audiences all know that our program often talk about some, you know, dirty things before, and they are familiar with our, you know, like penis or ass.
Your
such
poop.
They're familiar with your penis and assholes.
Okay, but today we're talking about something, you know, more serious.
Yes.
Oh yeah?
fake penis, fake asshole, airplane cup.
So today we're gonna talk about the issue that about sex work.
As sex workers.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, so first question for you. Do you accept the commercial sex work and why?
What do you mean by accept? Means we can accept mentally, or we can, you know, actually
if you can accept it mentally, yeah. Or if you can do it.
If you can accept it mentally, I guess you will do it. I highly doubt it. So maybe I could accept it mentally, but, you know, yeah.
Do it.
I don't know.
But you see, if you feel lonely at night, and like,
it's not about lonely.
I might just find myself a girlfriend instead of...
Yeah, I know that.
Loneliness
is a mental thing, but...
But
you two are less such loneliness, right? Because, you know, because there's no way for you to get lonely.
Masturbation is a good thing.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, masturbation is a good thing.
And Gavin don't need to...
Masturbate at all. Anymore.
I don't get it.
I have pictures in mind.
I don't know.
I don't know.
They sent me a new airplane cup, I guess.
Like new.
Okay, go on.
So
back to the topic.
Question, guys. Do you accept it?
Actually, mentally, I can accept it. If you're single,
you
if you're
it's normal.
If you're single and you don't have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you can do it.
So
and
now,
if one is willing to sell it and you happen to be willing to buy it, it's nothing.
Does your girlfriend know what you think?
Have you done it?
I haven't told her yet. If some girl offered a service to you, we will accept it.
If you've got the money.
It's not sex.
It's not,
I won't do
it's
it.
Not called sex
you won't
work,
do
okay?
it.
Because
it's
I'm not single.
Fuck you. Okay, anyone else?
I think the commercial sex is better than you found some strangers online and do it.
Strangers? You mean in Chinese,
you
have
yeah.
Friends of benefits.
You mean...
Okay, how do you know it?
Different.
You mean hookup. You mean hookup and...
what we're talking here is commercial sex
I know,
work.
So I...
You pay it. You pay for it.
So you think...
I accept it because I think it's even better than hookup.
Okay.
Why? Hookup is a good thing too.
For free.
because hookup is free.
But the quality cannot be, you know, guaranteed.
Yeah.
I think...
No, how do you know that?
You know, there is a saying, your own hookup, you must finish even if you're trying.
Yes! Okay, that's a good one.
I think it's really
a good thing.
Good thing.
Wow. Right. When you get old, like, and
you get old.
You
get
old. Yeah. Your husband is like very fat and
your
old.
Husband?
When you get old, you
are getting old.
Oh my god.
Too.
Your husband will be very, very
you
fat.
Will be old.
And you can go for some, you know, handsome young boy.
Oh, so you mean you're not fat and
grabbed by their penises.
Oh my god, what
some blows.
I only focus on abs. You focus on penis.
Abs?
We're just gonna beep it, you know.
Because there is scientific evidence that men die out sex function earlier than women. And women.
Of course, yeah, I can't imagine that.
They can't satisfy us. So we have to find prostitutes.
You still want to be satisfied even though you are, you know, like 50 or more older.
Have you heard that?
Have you heard that saying? 30 is like a tiger. 40 is like a wolf. 50 and you can suck dust from the earth.
Oh my god.
Because it desires something to feel it so much so that it can suck dust from the earth.
Feel what?
Can you imagine that?
So we need prostitution so that we won't have to suck dirt.
Because
the dirt are salt.
Yeah. Because
the dirt
is salt.
Oh my gosh,
she's pure as an angel.
Oh my gosh, she's so pure. Oh yeah? I haven't seen such purity during my 2 years in CUC for a long
time. Really? Not even your girlfriend?
Oh!
Uh-oh!
Well, I guess your girlfriend is another topic. Like her, right?
We'll talk about
Yeah. She's not a topic today. Okay,
of course,
let's go.
It's a topic. And we will mention this time and time and time.
And you're out.
No.
You're fired.
Okay.
Rachel.
I think I can accept it, but...
You will do it.
Well, no, yes or no? I don't like the people around me to do that.
But you can accept it. What about yourself?
People around you do that? I never touched this touch of things.
Never touched what?
Oh my god, you know, there is another thing about this.
You've got a lot of things. How do you know that?
Because I'm kind of a philosopher, you know.
Expert, I guess.
Gavin is used to it.
Okay, you're saying. The thing is, so it's kind of boring.
So then don't say it. So Rachel, you just accept the concept and you're not willing to do it. And you don't accept anyone else around you to do it.
Why not?
It's weird.
Get out.
Get out, Fox.
You just...
Okay, you don't have the Chinese wisdom like
Jizuobuyu
Wushi
Yuren. Oh, it's really boring.
I can understand the existence of such things, but I really don't like it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gabby.
I accept that too.
Oh, everyone accepts it.
Because of bananas.
That's the need of people. And people were born to meet their needs. It's natural.
People were born to fuck.
The fuck with the same guy.
What?
Every night. Nothing.
Okay, it's boring.
You say it's banana.
It's boring. It's kind of boring. Okay, you can stop it.
Okay, so everyone can accept it. Let's move on to the next question.
Wait, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you haven't asked the army.
You can accept it. No, I just want to say something academic. There are two streams of feminists. One is conservative, and the other is liberalist. And the conservatives think that it is women's right to offer their bodies as a product and to earn money from it.
Yeah.
And they can... Sorry.
Are they? Are they really conservatives?
No, I'm confused.
I think they are liberals.
No, wait a second. Conservatives think that because in history and present, the people who offer sex services are mostly women, and they think it is a product of...
Your body is a product. And it's their right to
opportunity. No. They think that women are targeted as the object of men's desire, and they are sacrifices in this industry. But the other side, the liberalists,
think it's
human rights.
It's human rights, and it's also women's rights to use their body as a product to earn money from it. But it's also very controversial that if you think about the drugs and the human trafficking in the sex industry, you will think twice about this industry to be accepted. So if this industry can be regulated properly, I think humans should accept it, since sex is
I know it's regulated.
What do you think? You are liberal.
She just said if it's regulated, she can accept it.
Yeah, if it's regulated.
And in some countries, it's regulated, like in Netherlands and Japan. And some states in America.
How do you define regulated?
In Japan, it's not legal.
It's not legal.
No, it's not legal.
But the thing that the law doesn't forbid it is.
It's widely accepted.
It's not illegal.
It's not legal, you know.
Yeah, because like in Japan, the Inco Jojos, they are like working legally. The whole society accepted.
So have you ever heard the word decriminalization?
Nope.
No.
Decriminalization.
It's not illegal. It's not legal.
Yep.
In the middle of two things.
Does it mean that it's in the gray area?
Here's a story that I knew that because of some personal excuse, so I knew a case that's illegal. So there's in 2014, there is a girl who was under 18 years old, and then he chose to.
A lolly with a big dick.
Sorry. There's a girl.
An 18 year old girl.
Yeah. Who is under 18 years old. Chose to be a whore.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then she has two group mates. Yeah, uh-huh. That's in Chinese, it's called a pitao-ke.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then the girl went to a hotel, and there's a man who went to Shanghai for on business.
Shanghai.
In Shanghai. And then the girl met the man, but the man think the girl was too ugly. And
how dare can an ugly girl be that story?
too ugly and too fat and too gross. And then he regretted. Uh-huh. So he told the girl that I don't want. So you just repay my money and go back.
Pay my
return my money.
You just return my money and go back. And then the girl go back and called the two group mates, and they beat the man.
Beat the man
and rob his money.
It's like it's called Xianren Tiao in Chinese.
and then
the girl wants to do it.
And then the poor man called the police, and because my father was a judge, so he told me the story. And then he said because the girl was under 18, so she is solitude to another court. But the man was showing on her TV. And my father literally told me that the girl was truly ugly.
And he
really understand why the man chose to.
No, he did not choose.
He rejected.
He asked for his money back.
And rejected.
There's no choice for the man.
Didn't see the picture.
Yep. Because,
perhaps the picture is highly photoshopped. It's highly photoshopped. Like every porn star's book. Every porn star's book.
I photoshopped somewhere bigger. He was going to say like every girl in this room.
No.
I think if the girl was a worker in this
world. Are you so unconfident about yourself?
I think if the girl was really a worker in this industry, it's damage to her career, you know?
Really,
and the damage to the man's heart.
I never heard it again.
It's really hurt.
But you have to be competent in this industry as a worker.
You sound very experienced.
Yeah. You know, it's like a scientist without knowledge is it's like a worker without,
yeah,
you know, like, strength.
Yeah.
So it's a sex worker without, beauty or smoking body.
Maybe she's very good at it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That should be taken into consideration.
Yeah, it's like professional competence, like in Netherlands. Prostitutes are, you know, they show themselves in the glass cells on the street on the red light street. Mm-hmm.
You know a lot about it
because it's famous.
keep that quiet for me.
Okay,
so we've already taken this issue to an industry level. So are you aware of the current situation of sex workers in different countries?
I don't know.
Oh, really?
You already told the story about Netherlands.
Well, actually there is only one state in America who allowed this. Like, it's Nevada. And it's not very, every county in Nevada allow this, just a few rural counties like
Las Vegas.
No, not Las Vegas. It's illegal there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. What? Las Vegas?
You mean illegal. The law.
Yeah.
Made forbidden.
Yeah. And actually there are many people who are against it in Nevada because they think I think it's maybe the religion reason there in America. They all believe in God and believe in, like...
You seriously?
They value family.
You know, there are lots of Mormons in America. It's a branch of the Christian church. It requires a husband with more than two wives.
Wow, I'm gonna believe in that religion.
You're believing that doesn't mean that you will have.
Yeah, I think that's cold. That's not the tradition.
It's called
Christian.
Perhaps it's some kind of cult.
Yes, that's cult.
But what's like that?
Yes, that kind of cult who just kill themselves, the whole village, kill themselves.
Why?
That's a different
Fox had long been trusted in lots of different cults.
And there are two kinds of prostitution in the U.S. Illegal ones, the street girls and the call girl.
The call girl.
That's like here in China.
Yeah. Like okay. they are an institution, something like that. They arrange a girl for you.
Yeah.
The street girl are designed for poor people.
Call girls are much more expensive, I guess.
Yes. Therefore, stars and like politicians, those rich people. Those street girls are for poor people like crackers. After they do their drug and get high, they go away, get a girl to their house.
Or some passengers just pass by and see a girl and just decided to blow.
Yeah,
it's the
common
thing
in China. That's a common thing in America. Yeah. If you ever play GTA 5.
Yeah.
So are the girls beautiful?
No, the girls. You know, the beautiful ones among the three girls will sooner become call girls.
Oh, you
really? Get that? Of course, if you can get a lot of customers and you get famous in this field,
but their class is different.
It's kind of like promotion, you know.
Yeah, as a street girl, you also have to work hard, you know.
Have you ever saw a movie called A Beautiful Woman?
I thought you don't exist in this movie.
A ghost is talking. It's about a street girl that met a very rich guy and the guy.
Oh, that's fantasy. Oh, yeah. Never hit me. If you're a street girl.
And she eventually became his wife and it's very romantic.
Oh, oh my
that's
god.
Not professional.
Must be a very stupid
guy. I can't remember his name because
That disobeys the morals of this industry, okay?
No.
Yeah.
It's not professional at all. The point is...
That's illusion.
A street girl is out to dress very, very sexy.
sexy and...
They only happen in your dream, not in reality.
My dream, there's a book talking about this story, but I forget what's
book
the name.
Book is not reality too.
Either.
No, if you are very beautiful like Julia Roberts, it can be
true. Julia Roberts will never be prostitute. What about
other countries?
Brazil.
It's totally legal.
Hot girls in Brazil.
What? Legal, right?
It's totally legal there.
Totally legal.
It's a very good country.
During the Olympics game.
Yeah, I know that.
Just like South Africa.
Discount?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like
I thought they would rise their price. 70%
high. Hey, Fox, are you booking the ticket to Brazil?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god.
Wow. So now you know.
The girls, but they are not beautiful. I see from the picture. They are not. They just give discount to the.
I'm canceling the ticket. Don't worry. If you turn off the light, it's no difference.
Just close your eyes.
No, there is difference.
Turn off the light. Okay.
I have very good eyesight. You know. It's no different from the Matthew Beauchamp.
Because you know there are a lot of poor people in their country, in the city, and some girls have to do this for living.
Oh
and
my god.
So they have no choice.
Okay.
Yes.
And
just like
they have
bumping in the miserable.
Yeah, because they don't have any living skills. They don't have their own living skills.
They only have their own bodies. Yes, and they are not even beautiful to find out.
No, just from your taste. Not for the Brazil man.
Beautiful enough to find a husband.
They wear a lot of makeup, which makes them look like, you know, just look like a whore.
Looks like lady boys.
Since we're all talking about beauty, I know there is a question on Zhihu. It says, why are so many beautiful girls, they want to be a prostitute? They are beautiful because our world sometimes judges a person by its face.
Where's this fact from?
Yeah, I know that.
Is there a survey or something?
Though I don't know a lot about prostitutes, but I know. I know some stories about porn stars in Japan. You know, a lot of porn stars, female porn stars in Japan, before they became shooting the porn films, they were some kind of stars or in a band.
But
like,
not so famous.
Like I know a girl in AKB48. Finally, when she quitted the band,
and a girl from Love Live,
really?
Yeah.
When she quitted the band, she became a famous porn star.
You really know
that?
Broke your heart.
I don't even know her
name.
I just heard of that from my middle school.
And I've seen the movies. You know, she's shot, and okay, that is not bad.
You watched the movie?
No, Gavin, how did you know it? I mean,
someone watched it and he told me?
Okay, someone.
Speaking of street girls, Linda just mentioned, there are kind of special street girls in Japan called JK girls.
JK girls.
Yeah,
yeah.
What is JK girls?
Yeah,
high school.
Yeah.
JK.
Oh, JK means
kind of uniform.
JK means just courses.
Just courses.
It's like high school students.
Oh, no.
High school girl students.
Or girls wearing high school uniform.
And that's the ankle culture.
Yeah.
Martin just mentioned. Ankle means that this girl provides some adult guys with their body, and in return, that guy offers this girl a kind of like a scholarship to fund her in her study.
You remind me of
Oh my god, that's so different, okay?
Yeah.
Different. Deng Wenji is because she herself is attractive. Perhaps it's not the appearance, okay?
They're high school girls, or they just wear high school uniforms.
Most of them are real high school girls.
Yeah, real high school girls.
Yeah.
And they
wow.
But
they
heard
somebody.
An interview that the girls said they don't necessarily fuck.
They're not prostitutes.
And what it is?
But
voluntarily.
So there is a documentary you can infer to. It's called Young Sex for Sale in Japan. It's made by BBC.
Oh, I've watched it before.
Yeah. I've watched half of it.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I watched half of it.
So there are some JK cafes where girls will sit in there and adults will come in and buy their time to chat with them. And sometimes they can do the trade outside of the cafe. They accept a good price. They will go to hotel with these
What
adults.
Kind of things are allowed in this cafe?
In this cafe, just
chatting
and some physical interactions, like hugging and sleeping on the lap. Mm-hmm.
Or sleeping on the bus.
And I remember a girl in the video, she was asked why does she want to do this kind of thing, and she said, no, she just wants more experience, and she wants to meet more people and get to know more people. It's a kind of experience. It's not that dirty, and I don't think it's kind of sex.
And JK girl, we can just go to parties, they use the money to buy something tonight. Like to do some face operations.
Mika just said, you think it's a kind of prostitution, right?
Yeah.
Why do you think?
Instead of her body, they just buy her time.
What's your definition of prostitution?
Is sex involved?
I
don't know.
I mean, even if you.
Yeah.
It's
prostitution.
Blowjob
is definitely sexual related to your sexual organ.
Outside
yeah.
So it's kind of a common culture in Japan that most of the schoolgirls will do that kind of job.
Not most. Not most.
Not most.
Okay, ticket to Japan booked.
What about the boys?
Is there kind of some handsome girls to go?
Yeah, there are
handsome boys.
Yeah.
Handsome boys in Japan.
Also,
there
are like those tourists,
No, it's horrible. What about Netherlands?
We have mentioned that.
There is a sex museum in Holland.
Really?
Sex museum.
Wow.
What?
Fox, you're booking that ticket to me.
Oh, yeah.
You okay, bet. Book me another.
Okay. You're traveling the world. And can you bring me? Take me.
There are lots of
take me home.
There are lots of toys and tools and those models.
Wow.
Models?
Toys?
You models?
Like chains, models, candles.
And there are some cakes with the shape of penis.
Oh, okay. You have to illustrate. We know.
Oh.
Are they delicious?
Delicious. You just try yourself.
They're accidents.
In Beijing, there's a restaurant.
I don't know how to ask good
questions. I really want to know the answer.
It's a sex-themed restaurant in Beijing. They make the foods in the shape of penis.
I only know there's a poo thing restaurant.
Poo
yeah.
No, not only poo thing, but also the sex thing.
Where?
You actually stay in Beijing.
I
did
or in. I forgot the place, but there is.
What's
the next question?
Actually, I did research on New Zealand.
New Zealand?
An organization for sex workers claim that New Zealand is the best place for sex workers to work.
Yeah. Why?
In the world.
It's legal there.
Yeah, because of the law.
They got protected.
Yes.
What?
It's not just legal there. The law protect them. They make sure that the prostitutes work is healthy and they're safe.
They have welfare.
So they
have a body check.
They even give them invoice after they did that? Like fuck you.
Are you humiliating them?
No. It's regulation, you know.
In New Zealand,
it's
formalization. The price. Yeah. In New Zealand, when a prostitute has a problem, they call the police. And in so many countries around the world, it can't exist.
That's good regulation.
Call the police, and then please do
and
the police job.
Yeah, you know,
do a little job, and then problem solved.
And also, there are some murdering issues, and the police calls
murder. For the prostitutes' help, because they know the truth, and nobody knows that.
They're kind of spies.
They have, so, they have more clues.
So the countries we're talking about before are all the legal countries for sex workers to work. But however, in China, in countries like China, sex workers are working underground. But these industries still exist in these countries. And why do people choose to be sex workers even though it's illegal?
Because that's easy money.
High profit.
You just have to lie down there.
No.
No.
You have to
move. Reaction.
You have to do reactions.
Not so simple.
That's you're tired. Can satisfy the customers.
You mean satisfying customers is a pleasure.
Too.
It's a job.
What if the customer is very ugly?
It's exhausting.
You need to pretend.
But why do you think the government still forbids the workers to do that?
Because I think prostitution usually related to drugs and violence and like disease.
It's against the most widely accepted traditional morals, I guess.
Is it prostitution related to drugs?
Yeah.
That's the cheap one.
Cheap one? How do you
what's
know?
The relationship between drugs and prostitution?
I think they get better experience.
They can just stick it. You see, what kind of, drugs? Like Weige?
Because they want the easy money, but drug is so expensive.
It's not. It's a drug. It's a medicine.
It's not drug, it's medicine, okay.
I don't think it's an industry in China.
It's not.
What about the
It's just because you haven't seen enough.
I think in China, even education, sex education is considered as dirty.
Dirty, yeah.
Sex service.
So you mean the government made the sex education
not
terrible.
The government, I think it's the tradition.
Are you in tradition?
But if the tradition is bad or if the tradition is out of date, why don't the government
I think take, the government is only using the traditional thoughts.
Yeah.
Ancient times there are a lot of there were a lot of brothels in ancient time China. And many poets like to go there, like Liu Yong.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And he was
I know he had the service for free.
Think it's this kind of
because many prostitutes like him.
I think he's very brilliant. They got together, and the dancing.
He was very talented, and he can write
songs.
So he just went there and played with a few beautiful girls and wrote poems.
And the girls became his inspirations.
It's kind of like you know, Liu Yong was a big star and those prostitutes were his fans and when they met him, maybe they will shout 老公操我
what
kind of like that.
But he's
okay.
Still paying my
no.
So what I mean is that.
In China they have more open mind to this kind of sex industry and sex services, and also in Lomo, Xia Bao Yu has sex with boys.
Yep. Okay.
That's yep.
Bisexual.
So where this kind of thought came from? I think it's Confucius.
Confucius.
And it's really? used in ancient time to regulate our country, and it's still used now to regulate our thoughts. I think they're saying that
government is controlling our thoughts.
You're being watched.
Sometimes a prostitute can change the politics, just like in the Shuifu Zhuan. There's a whore named the Li Shishi, she is looked by the
emperor.
Yeah.
But you see, the prostitutes, they are different from the ancient times and today.
Yes.
In the ancient time, the prostitutes are really highly educated.
How do you know that prostitutes today are not so well educated? You know, there are lots of girls called 外围女, right? Yeah.
You do know so much.
But yeah, the most.
They just did a lot of plastic surgery, not as a kid.
Okay, you know that well.
And highly.
Yeah, that's the problem. They don't get enough education. That's why it can't be legal.
So you see, what's the meaning of prostitution? Why does it exist? They're existing to, you know, to please the others.
It is because there is a demand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much more convenient way to earning money,
well, for the girls.
So
and
what?
For the
you think it's because of the poverty?
Yeah, sometimes.
Or just for joy. Somebody chooses to be the sex workers because the poverty. But when they get money, they think it's a good way for earning money. So they choose to continue their career.
What about they getting old? They don't.
So it's the problem.
In Japan, the prostitute boys use to earn money that will work for their whole life.
What?
There's the BBC program, and they interviewed a boy, and he said that he earned at least 10 billion Japanese yen, so he won't have to work after life.
And why am I studying in CUC?
You just
mentioned the competence, okay? Professional competence.
You don't think I have competence?
You don't have competence.
You can reserve the tickets to go to Japan.
Maybe Japanese girls like
that. Yeah.
It's just a problem of studying.
You know, what a porn director are looking for is not your faces. It's your little brother.
It's your little buddy. Over 20 meters.
Over
20 centimeters.
A 20 meter dick.
That's not little brother. That's little
brother. How much drugs did you eat?
That's not a fox, that's a Godzilla.
So I have a recommendation.
Horrible.
I have a recommendation.
Recommendation?
No, it's about a boy. No, it's about a program. It's called High Scale Karaoke. It's from Japan. It's a Japanese program. And in that program, they invited three porn stars and to do the hand job for men. And at
it's
the
a
same
reality
time,
show?
Yeah, it's a reality show.
So you can see
that little buddy on the...
No, there is a curtain.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Just to see their
and the
face expression.
And the game
the
is,
man's face?
Yeah, the game is the man is saying karaoke.
And someone...
Oh, my God.
Going.
And there's a curtain in front of his penis. And there's a girl behind the curtain.
Yeah, I remember the TV show. That is a karaoke, but before the porn star, there's a pool, a water pool. They are full of the frogs, snakes.
Ouch.
Frogs?
Yeah, frogs. No. just creatures. Yeah, frogs, snakes, and fish. And they caught the man thing and put him in the water pool.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I don't know, but it's Japanese.
He's kind of remind me of another program in Japan.
What kind of programs have you guys ever watched?
Japan is a creative nation.
So your impressions of Japan are only, the dirty pool.
Listen
and
to me.
And like for actually blowing someone. It's like AV 10492.
Japan is a really.
They find a man who did a lot of porn. It's like more than 100 porns. He claims that he will never.
Oh, I know that.
Never eject. And then they find a famous gay on the street of Japan. This street is full of gay bars.
Oh. So why is he there?
He's very famous because he's very good at blowjobs.
Teaching.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's this program is like put two best people to compete with each other. So
compete in which way?
They ask the gay to give a blowjob to this porn star, this male porn star, to see if he'll eject or not.
So,
and the result
so,
is?
He just... Oh, shame on him!
After the show, a lot of women came to Japan
to find a gay...
To look for the gay?
To learn the skill.
Wait. I think that porn star can gay back. You know,
gay back.
It's both hand skills, and that gay is like this, and that porn star is like this.
What?
Whatever.
What the fuck? I'm talking about stars.
Our audiences cannot see you.
I didn't say anything.
In this program, they make it very like very intense. In the middle of this blowjob, the gay even stop doing it and drink water. Like, oh my god, it's so hot. The audiences are very worried about him. Like, he finally did it. We're all, yeah!
Inject! His ability is restored. You haven't finished the show.
Yeah. The rule is if the man got higher than 90, and he will have his dream come true.
Higher than 90, the score.
Uh-huh. The karaoke score. Okay. And he can choose the song he's best of. And
how long is the song?
Maybe he will choose
5 minutes.
2 minutes or 3 minutes.
Okay. 2 minutes.
And if he wants to enjoy it more, he will choose longer.
Oh, I get it.
So they actually do it. Yeah, and some men even ejected several times.
Several times.
So will he sing off key or like just make some strange noises
of course
in the song?
Oh my god, I want to see it. You can find it on AC Fun.
AC Fun.
Act Fun?
What's the name?
On a Chinese website?
Large, which curl?
Large scale.
But they're
Lisa is searching.
So, my dear audience, if you are talking about karaoke, you know, there's a karaoke around CUC called Jingyan Suji. You can have a good adventure there.
Alright.
Wow. What kind of service?
I don't know.
That's good.
Ouch. Do you think sex work should be legal someday in China?
Yes!
Why? Tell your story!
You're the only one that says you are not only accepted mentally, but also did it physically.
And you are very
proud. And you are out of the group, so others, you guys think that it will be made legal someday in China.
I think it's impossible. Because of the traditional culture and
as time goes,
we just said
our
more civilized.
Not like that.
It's the old guys all pass away.
I think it's related to the
and you became the old guy.
No, not that social
peace. I think it's related to the harmony of our society.
Why do you think prostitution will break this harmony?
Because there will be more
walks,
air horses,
fights, and
between walks.
Just like the story I just talked between the pitaoke and the guests.
That's not and fight.
But you know, in history, the revolution was sure to break something. Or the society
revolution
can be improved.
I just
cherish this harmony. Do you think the tradition, our traditional thoughts are right, or we need to change it? Like learn from some Western country.
But in most of the Western countries, it's illegal.
But I really agree with Warren. As long as it's made legal or
regulated.
Really regulated, I think it should be legal someday.
But even if it's legal, people still got discrimination on it. Even in Amsterdam or in England, the high educated girls, they won't do that. They won't choose to be.
But that's an option.
A high educated girl from Beida,
but they won't be high valued by people.
Do you think it's a matter of time or it will never change? Like,
will the culture change? Will the tradition
will always
change?
Exist.
Unless our thoughts on sex have had some changes, maybe.
Next time we'll see it.
It's a privacy.
Hey, this is not banana.
Tom and Kate is not the proper answer for bananas.
Not anyone you want. Some people say no will be fired.
No, of course not. But you know,
but you've
usually
got to say your point.
Yeah.
Who do you think?
I think people should be illegal.
Fox?
What? Fox is just
Fox is checking his tickets.
Thinking about
you
just found a call girl last night, so you're so
dumb. Uh huh. How did you know?
You won't get back to the dormitory.
What do you think? You never
I always think, okay, why would I pay, you know, this large amount of money to make others enjoy? So no,
so you make someone enjoy myself.
So that's the reason I didn't do it.
Really can
never
make others enjoy it. Maybe she's just pretending.
No, two centimeters.
Still confident about yourself.
Folks think it's no need. Yeah,
it's no need.
Why
would I?
Because you can make yourself.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, he can do it for free. Like a lot of girls.
Yeah, he's considering.
Okay. Yes, that's something we should not talk about right now.
Considering it?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We should what?
Don't share it. Disgusting.
What?
I think people still have prejudice on sex, so the
really?
Discrimination will still exist.
Like Fox.
Not everyone thinks that sex is a normal thing, and they're not willing to talk it public in public, and they think it's a shame to admit about the sex.
Yeah, and that's why they should learn from us, bananas. Yeah. We talk about it.
Yeah,
we not only talk about it, we broadcast it,
and you never do it.
Just step out the first step.
Find a girlfriend.
I guess. Wow.
Why is everyone so silent in the comment that it's become so talkable when talking about sex workers?
Oh, guys, we found that Fox is hungry, and I don't know which part is hungry, so let's just finish tonight.
So,
process.
So how can you find that he is hungry? Because that part,
he just
told us that
he's rubbing your
he hungry.
His face.
He's rubbing his 20
meters.
2 centimeters.
20 meters, yes.
They just power. Had eye contact.
10 meters around his left.
You can fuck a gochila.
So, okay, guys, here's today's banana hot dog, and that's it. Bye.
Goodbye.
And let's thank Dormy.
We love you,
Dorm.
Hey, fuck Edward.一个人的时候，听荔枝FM。